Brian, do you have any comments on this?
Only that in the next quarter, we'll be probably visiting each of service heads or their representatives just to go through with them the strategy and the elements in which they can support reaching the main objectives. So I'll be doing that in the next quarter, if that's okay.
So I'm just going to turn to item 11, but sort of jump something I've got on mind that you have on yours. Just Michelle, could you just explain your proposal around the primary care rep, please?
Thank you, Chair. From the last health and wellbeing board meeting, we were looking at both voluntary and primary care representation. I'm just going to deal with the primary care representation. Just to let colleagues know, primary care is 16 practices on the island, and when I refer to primary care, I'm thinking about the extended workforce out there, so practice nurses, healthcare assistants, advanced nurse practitioners, and of course GPs. And just to remind colleagues that primary care deals with 90% of the activity of health on the island, and it would be, in my opinion, and I think the board's opinion from the last meeting, appropriate that there was some representation of primary care on the Health and Wellbeing Board, particularly if we're also looking at the voluntary sector representation. And there is a federation called One White Health, and that does represent primary care. And they would be most delighted to come to the board if that's what the board would like them to. And so it's up for the board members, really, to decide on that. Thank you.
So Michelle and I discussed that prior to the meeting, and I think sheer self-explanation there really feels like we should have a primary care rep, and their own forum, the federation's happy to nominate. So if the board are happy, we'll add that to the group. So we'll do that. Okay, that's fine, thank you. And then in relation to the voluntary sector, in my time, short time, we've had a few kind of challenges over that because it is such a diverse body of people. Different people have come involved for different reasons, but it feels like we should have a representation of such a large body here on the island. I've got one suggestion as how I might take it forward, but do you want to speak first, mate?
I have a suggestion for this, that it's not for us to take to the voluntary sector, who is their representative, that within adult social care we do have a voluntary sector forum, and that we ask within that forum that they elect a representative themselves to be the representative on this board. They are all experts within their own field, that this is the Health and Wellbeing Board, and I just feel it's appropriate that they elect the person that they want to represent here.
So I was at an informal meeting with somebody, and that's pretty well what they suggested, not that particular body, but they said really we should invite the voluntary sector, if there is such a forum, to elect their own representative, not dissonance, what you just said around public health. So are there any contrary views at the table, or should we just invite them to do that?
It's not a contrary view, it's just it's to bear in mind, I think one of the issues we always find is that the voluntary sector for children is different to the voluntary sector for adults. It's just different players. So you've got Bernardo's here, for example. I just don't know whether you might want to end up with two then.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
But anyway, whether that overplays the group, I don't know. That's not much.
They're going to have to do a report. Yeah, no, that's fine. Obviously, a lot of positive results there.
So my quick question is, we can see where we can have that sort of mini election because we already run that sort of forum and they can have that there. Do you have anywhere you're aware that they could have that type of election to choose their representative?
We'll find a way.
Okay, so the action for Steve Crocker is my little game of volunteer. So, excellent.
That was very democratic.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Maybe it's not. Good. So the board has been extended a bit. I mean, we've got representation for the 90% of healthcare work on the island, which I think is really good. So we're going to have proper representation for the voluntary sector split into adult and children, because that's the two areas. And we already have safe dining boards, and it kind of sounds like that. I probably would be keen not to go much beyond that, because it can become a world if you get too big, but we are trying to represent. And the other thing I'll say for members of that panel is this is the scrutiny committee. So when people, and I don't want anybody to feel ill affected if anybody has done permanent on the job, but it is useful sometimes if we pick up an issue, we can refer it across there, because then always we pass it over to that screen, because it obviously does appreciate that. And it's like 1 minute to half past 11.
You say it's not a scrutiny committee. I'm here to represent IOI, who do have a representative on the IOI Council's corporate scrutiny committee, but don't have a representative on Councillor Nicholson's health scrutiny committee. That may be something you need to look at. Otherwise, I'm always going to be tempted.
If I don't think you would ever offer. But actually, it's quite useful coming through here, because actually, issue you raise may not be scrutinising, it may be just for raising. So, don't I'll certainly talk outside the meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much. I know we're all busy people. I think Karen has been very productive for me. Does it feel to you, because I've got closing comment, like the health and wellbeing board is purposeful now? Do I feel like we need to be here? You're all professionals and we don't want to waste your time. Okay, I'm not hearing any no's, so I'll assume that. Yes, that's awesome. Time done.
Awesome.